understanding how all this happens inform us as to what's going wrong in neurodevelopmental diseases. So, for example, we have indications that the Velcro that gets the whole process going, one of those molecules is called SYNCAM1, and that is a gene that has been identified in autistic patients. So understanding how SYNCAMs normally start the process of synapse formation, and then what goes wrong in people with mutations in those genes, might then allow us to target the processes that allow synapse to form.